This is the courtyard of Juliet's house in Verona. In front of me is the balcony from which she's meant to have been wooed by Romeo. Down here there's a tour group who are having the legend explained to them by their guide. In the souvenir shop behind me there are Romeo and Juliet lighters, Romeo and Juliet clocks, cushions, mugs. That's the tacky side of the Juliet business, but there's also a touching side to be found away from the centre of Verona in an office next to a railway siding. There, a team of volunteers who call themselves Juliet's secretaries answer every single letter that she gets. Not just answered, but stored away. Some of those who wrote might be surprised to find out that their letters are carefully filed, and I'm standing at the moment in the archive itself, where there's these letters going back year after
yes,
year.
Yes, yes. As you said, we keep them all, we store them, we file them. This is an email from Brazil. This is from Philippine. Mm-hmm. Just happy Valentine's Day, yes. Ah, yes, for example, it happens every year that around Valentine's Day or even Christmas, people write more. And also maybe they say, please, Juliet, could you write to my girlfriend or my boyfriend saying that I love them, because they want Juliet to be someone who brings them luck.
And do you do that?
Of course we do, yes. And then some people write back to thank us for what we did, even because the other person was very surprised to receive a letter from Verona signed Juliet, you know. This is from France. We get a lot of letters from France, very romantic ones. This is from Korea. This is in Korean. So yes, we had to find someone who could translate this for us in order to write back.
And do you find someone always who can write back in these?
Yes, thank God we always do.
Elena Marchi, one of Juliet's diligent secretaries.
People started writing letters to Juliet back in the 1930s. But in this form, the Juliet Club, with our president, Giulio Tamassia, has been going on for about 30 years.
And in fact, how many letters do you get in a year?
5,000 letters a year, on average.
And those are all coming nowadays through email, I imagine.
Let's say 10%. Thank God, I like that, because people still write, taking paper and pen, and we do the same when we answer.
You write all of your replies by hand?
Yes, we do, and we try to take good care of the letters we are reading. We really try to give a personal answer and try to understand what the person is asking us. And each one of us has their own personality, their own style, but we keep in mind that we answer on behalf of Juliet.
And that can be a big responsibility, as I found out from Nigerian-born Franklin Ernan.
The most striking letter I ever received was about a girl. Actually, she was pregnant for this guy. But this guy was a little bit scared and wasn't treating her really well. And she was going to ask, actually, wanting to know whether she should go ahead with this guy or should leave this guy. I actually replied to the girl and I asked her to follow her mind, to really ask her inner mind what she should do.
Because presumably that would also have an effect on whether she kept the child or
yeah,
not.
Yeah, exactly.
At least that's one problem poor Juliet and her lover never faced. But as a guide back at Juliet's house was reminding tourists, they had plenty of other problems.
They were married, okay, Catholic they were anyway. Later they got so many problems with death, there's false death, there's suicides and so on, that they couldn't meet anymore again. If they ever existed.